The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the U.S. president is under the delusion of bringing the Iranian nation to his knees. Ayatollah Sayyid Khamenei slammed Barack Obama's threat to impose more sanctions on Iran. He said the massive turnout in Friday's elections is proof that such measures are futile. U.S. Special Envoy in Syria has rejected any foreign military intervention to end the unrest. Kofi Annan has called for more diplomacy on the issue. Annan is due in Syria on Saturday. Earlier, he urged the opposition to cooperate with the government in finding a solution to the violence in Syria. A Saudi Arabia female student has been killed during a protest rally at the country's King Khalid University. The student died of a head injury on Wednesday. Meanwhile, another student suffered a miscarriage when she was attacked by security forces. Over 50 other students were also injured in the clashes. Israeli forces have attacked Palestinian demonstrators out to mark International Women's Day in the occupied West Bank. Israeli troops used tear gas and water cannon to scatter the protesters. They were marching to show solidarity with a female prisoner held without charge. Hana Shalabi has been on a hunger strike for 22 days. In Bahrain, activists have called for a mass rally on March 9 to revitalize their anti-regime movement. The demonstrators, who have been taken to the streets since February 2011, say they want the fall of Bahrain's Al-Khalifa regime. Many have been killed in the regime's brutal crackdown since. Oil prices continue to rise, with Brent North Sea crude trading at just below $125 a barrel. The price hike follows Iran's decision to cut oil sales to British and French companies. The move was in response to the EU's decision to impose an oil embargo on Iran. Pilots and mechanics working for Croatia Airlines have staged a 24-hour strike to protest poor management and loss of rights. The stoppage has forced the state carrier to cancel nearly half of its flights. The strikers say the operator's mismanagement resulted in some $13 million in losses last year. And thousands of Romanian miners have marched in the western city of Petrosani for the fourth consecutive day. This to protest low wages and poor working conditions. Demonstrations come after negotiations between miner unions and government officials failed. Romania plans to lay off 3,300 miners by 2018.